This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. This is where it all started, right here.
Ooh, this beat just gets you so groovy.
Ooh.
You always got to make that noise with it.
Ooh.
It's just such a good era of music where you could make an entire beat out of a squeaking bed frame.
Yes. Like,
ooh.
There's only one thing that can be.
Hell yeah. What it is, though.
Getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
That's it. Yeah. Like, repeatedly.
How often you get up?
To go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
If I get up, I'm up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If I get up, I'm up.
And then, really? Interesting. Yeah. So like, from the time you go to sleep to the time you wake up, whatever that is, whatever that period of time is, there's no bathroom trips?
Mm-mm.
Good for you.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Good for you.
No.
That's a new one for me. Late 30s.
Within the last year for me as well.
Yeah. We know you sit.
I'm getting up now.
What?
Oh, yeah. Abel get in there and pee sitting down in the middle of the night.
Down. Then we got. Have you not got the nightlight yet?
Why would I need a nightlight?
Just be a man and stand up. But no. Because this morning I woke up at.
We don't forget, Abe.
I woke up.
We don't forget.
I woke up at like 1:30. I woke up 1:30. I was thirsty, so I got drinks. But I didn't get up. Like, if I get out of bed.
Okay.
Like,
you
if
had
I
had some water.
Yeah, brought my water. Took me a swig, going back to sleep.
I was going
to
say, you got up at 1:30 today?
No, if I get out of bed and, like, my feet touch the floor, I'm getting up.
That's it.
I'm just up. Yeah, I'm up.
I'm lucky if there's only one these days.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I guess I drink a lot of water. I don't know.
Could be it.
I don't know what it is. I think my, 40-year-old bladder, too, I think maybe is what it is. I'm not sure. But this is a new thing. This is over the last 2 years, where I never used to wake up in the middle of the night.
It's only once for me.
Okay.
But it's somewhere between 2 and 4:30.
Yeah.
Really?
Up.
Yep.
Bathroom. And now my wife gets up super early to go to work, too, so maybe like she wakes me up when she gets up.
Right.
Not on purpose, but you know how it is. We can get up like ninjas. They get up like they're in a marching band, but it's all right. It's no big deal.
Oh, dude. You better believe
fine.
It. You better believe
deal.
It.
Don't have to discuss that.
Yeah, but rarely do.
But maybe that's what it is, because that's what's going on.
There's always when we're at home and we're in our bed, she never, I'm always up for her.
Mm-hmm.
Always up for her. Now, we on freaking vacation, and I try to maybe want to sleep in, and them damn blinds.
That's when she's up early.
Yeah. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I've become a night peer, is all I'm saying. I'm a night peer now, but I do stand when I do it. But that's
but that's what most.
That's just me.
That's what most adult grown men I know do.
All right, so maybe it's not just me.
Yeah.
But I do. All right, so we'll get back into a couple of different NFL things. We will answer this question that Abe had on the sheet as well about the game events, all the TV events that the NFL has that aren't actual games that exist, because that's what's going on right now. They're all up there. They've turned it into a week-long content creating primetime event to watch dudes work out in underwear. It really is amazing. Like this, I don't know what the most amazing feat that the NFL has. Is it schedule release day? Like that's insane that that's become a thing now. Like I don't know. The thing that I give them the most credit, the most nothing thing that they've turned into a big event is, Because this is a big deal. Like, these guys do go there and talk to teams.
No,
and
it's
stuff.
The schedule release.
Like, this actually is a thing that needed to happen anyway. I think the schedule release becoming an event may be the credit that the NFL deserves for creating a non-event.
But the thing with it is that Roger and the owners and whatever decision makers at NFL, they know we can't do without it.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know what I mean? So anytime there is, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I know the coaches would hate the hell for this to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if they start broadcasting damn OTAs.
Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of already do. They just do it later.
Later.
Right? Because they do. You know, every team has every team's going to have Hard Knocks eventually. Like,
I think that's the biggest.
That's my prediction in the next 10 years.
The thing is that they want to oversaturate it. Mm-hmm. And they do a great job of it because we want to see it.
But it's not even – I know what you mean, but it's not oversaturated because we consume it, right?
That's
not too much.
Right.
Because we love it. They keep giving more and we keep being like, yes.
Yeah.
Inject it into me. This is what I want. And until they hit that critical point of nobody wants that much, they're going to keep making more.
But I think, to your point, though, like the event, which is the NFL most, it's definitely the draft.
Yes, that's their baby.
It's the draft.
The first round of the draft.
Yes.
What they do on the weekend is nice too, but the first round of the NFL draft is turned into must-watch
TV. Yes, that's their baby.
It's very, very good.
And they're moving it around and everything. I'm so curious what it's going to look like in Green Bay. You know, but yeah, they are moved. That is their one right there. And then obviously,
Combine's great.
Oh, the free agent specials.
They do a great job with the combine.
For the free agent specials and all those other things where you have a 6-hour free agent show that happens afterwards. So once free agent is over, then you have a 6-hour show from there and everything. So yeah, I mean, everything about what the NFL is doing is that they're doing it big. The only, I guess you could say, pebble in your shoe was the whole Luka thing this year. Other than that, the NFL ran things.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was a little pebble.
Yeah,
and then
if that's what it takes for another sport to steal the spotlight for a little bit. Because it was a little bit. I mean, it was the week between the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl, right? So it was like the most down week of the year. There hadn't been any real football played in a minute. And only two teams were getting, I know it's the Super Bowl, but only two teams were getting ready to play that weekend. And then one of the most, if not the most surprising trades in the NBA ever happens.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to steal the shine.
But it did, though.
It did.
It did the whole week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It did the whole week,
and then
man.
The Super Bowl happened, and then it was all the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
And then, nobody's watching Super Bowl. Nobody wants to see these two teams again.
Yeah.
I guess it's what Rod, like, that was and that's also what the NFL does. No, hell no. People do. Every sport makes people crazy as hell. But that one right there. Oh, this is what Roger wants. It's rigged. You know, and you know how I feel about getting rigged, because I'll be wanting to fight people, especially dudes that played this game, talking about something rigged.
Right, that's got to be the hardest part.
I'll be wanting to fight them.
Because if it's just me or some guy, you know, who's just out there.
I'll be wanting to fight them dudes.
But if it's a guy who played
and you're kind of in a situation with me that this game gave you everything that you have. This game, I will fight you about this game because it gave me everything that I have and my family and being able to do all the stuff that I've been able to do. I owe that to the NFL. And I owe it to God, too, because he gave me the ability to do it. But I owe that. And for you to have been through that same freaking grind that I went through to get on a platform and say some dumbass stuff like that, you get kicked in your nuts by everybody that's playing.
Yeah, because you just know. Like, you know that it isn't. You played in the games.
Yeah.
I jokingly asked you years ago, like, hey, what's the day of the week where they send the script over for you guys to make sure you go out there and
know
all
the lines? You remember that damn look I got
you? Well, no, but it was obviously a joke. But then everyone started getting into this NBA scripted stuff.
Yes.
And it's like, guys, come on.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's just... Here's my, and I don't know, this is a sidetrack, but it's fine, whatever. It's sidetrack time of year. My thing is, like, how competent do you think people are? Like, in a world of gross incompetence.
Andy.
How brilliant do you think, and I'm talking about thousands of people would have to be, in order to orchestrate a conspiracy on that
Andy,
level.
How long?
And make it look real.
Andy, how long have we worked? We've worked long.
Almost 6 years. Longer than that, because we worked together before.
We've been working together a long time. And we crack open these mics and everything, but a lot of conversations me and you have is when the mics are off, and we have a lot of just deep conversations about life and kids and everything. And I ask you this all the time, I do. I ask you this so many times because I'm regular. I am. I'm a regular person.
We're both regular guys.
I've done some things that something that most people haven't.
Sure.
But I ask you this question. I was like, Like, do people really believe that kind of stuff?
They do.
And that's and that brings me back to like, no, man, people ain't that crazy. You know what I mean? Like, because sometimes I truly get lost.
I know.
In some things like that, I'm like, people really believe that, huh? Really? Yeah. Like, I know I have myself in this little bubble isolation that, you know, but I come out of it to come to work.
Yeah, you went and got some $8 wings yesterday.
$8 wings yesterday. Yeah. I mean, what's the phrase? I got two new phrases that are really annoying, but I'm going to start saying, I'm outside. I was outside yesterday, Buck. Hey. That drive me crazy. That right there. I'm outside. I was outside yesterday, uh-huh. Which I'm always outside. So I got to get in my car to come here.
Right.
But that's my new one.
But like the slang of
yes,
it. Yes. You were in public.
I'm outside.
Yeah, you're outside.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And nasty work. What the? That's why I like.
You're using these now?
Yeah, I'm using them now.
Huh. Right? Okay.
Because I want to be cool. You remember?
Because that feels like keep that remember, same energy.
I went from crashing out.
Oh, yeah.
I went from crashing out, Andy.
Giving people flowers.
To giving they flowers.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm outside.
Now you're outside.
And boy, that was some nasty work.
How come? Kids are rubbing off.
They rubbing off, man. I told you they versatile and getting on my damn nerves. And Dad, that was some nasty work, man.
Like, God. Yeah, man.
That was some nasty work.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's people.
I'm outside.
People just decide to talk the same. Like some. I don't. My question with all this stuff is, who said it first, and then how did it become something that everyone says?
Yes.
Because like nasty work 10 years ago, if you would have said that, no one would have knew.
They would have thought you got some claps or something.
Like, oh, what's your job? They would have thought, you have a gross job? What do you work in the sewers?
Yeah, exactly.
No, nasty work. You know what I mean? Like, no. Now it's a very common phrase that people use.
Nasty work.
I don't know how that stuff happens.
I don't get it. But I'm outside, Bunk.
You were outside yesterday?
Yeah, I was outside yesterday.
Inside currently.
Yeah. But no, that's why, because, tell me this. The NFL, it feeds off of what? Our hunger for the game?
Yeah, I think it feeds on a lot of stuff, but I think it, like the reason why it's so popular right now, like what they've done, I think the main thing, and I don't know, this is my belief of why football and college football and pro football in the United States are the most popular here. It's because the game's great. Like, just the game of football is amazing.
It's freaking awesome.
It's a great game.
It's freaking awesome.
It's a great game to watch. It's a great game to cover. It's really, really entertaining, and I think that's what it is. I think the reason it's the most popular right now is because the best athletes in the country play it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's physical and competitive. And people want that. Like, if you look at the history of sports that are popular or the most popular at the time, because it's been different ones at different times in this country and in other countries and all that kind of stuff. The sport that tends to be the most popular in that country at a given time is the one where the best athletes in that country play.
Yeah, but the thing about football is, and I go back to what
Not
Mike,
to say basketball players aren't great athletes, but I'm talking about physicality.
I think basketball players are the greatest athletes on the planet. That's just my opinion about it. But it goes back, I remember me and Mike Bell had this conversation a long time ago. We were talking about why soccer isn't great in this sport and other sport because it's first of all, it's cheap. I think football is the cheapest sport to play, meaning you don't got to be travel baseball, you ain't got to do all that damn AAU teams. You go to the park and play. The most expensive thing now that's irritating the heck out of me now, knowing that my son is going to play tackle football and this will be my first time buying helmets.
Oh,
and I'm just like, hold on,
yeah, I bet a helmet's not cheap.
No, it ain't, Buck. Because I asked my mama this. I was like, when I played Little League, my man played for no equipment or none of that.
They gave it to you.
Yeah, yeah. Now you got to go out there and buy these expensive-ass helmets.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the other
thing. You got enough hair?
He has a lot of hair.
A lot of hair. That could be padding.
That's concussion
proof.
I think the other thing that the NFL and college football have done really well is lean into like local, tribalistic beliefs that people have. Make it about this is Atlanta. We're Atlanta. To hell with everybody else. This is what we believe, and this is our whatever. Like, we have to protect our turf, that kind of stuff. They've leaned into it, and it's been really effective.
Must protect this house.
Exactly right.
We and us, baby.
I tell Boone that every single day when I leave the house. That old Under Armour commercial, protect this house. I say that to Boone every day when I leave the house, just like that.
Does he hear you?
Yeah, he knows.
Okay.
He says, click, clack. People that got that. Shut up, Abe. We'll be right back with an AMA. No, we won't. Back Page with Bo featuring Abe coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.